Hypertension is also on the rise, and as you can see here, affects many, many more people. And this is on the rise despite the fact that we know how to treat hypertension, we know what causes hypertension, and we've had many decades of good studies and good medicines and know how to treat this. Of course, both diabetes and hypertension are related to the higher rates of obesity. All of us are getting a little bit heavier, and there are more people who are obese, and that's certainly related here. But even among people who are normal weight, there's more diabetes and more hypertension. So let's talk about salt and hypertension. So I said hypertension is on the rise, and this graph tells us that hypertension is not only on the rise, but among people who have hypertension, far fewer of them are well controlled with their blood pressure. The number of people who are poorly controlled is also on the rise. We know that the amount of salt you eat is related to your blood pressure. We know this because when we take very controlled studies and we ask people to lower their salt intake, we know that their blood pressure goes down. We know that when we compare countries that have different levels of salt intake, countries that have higher salt intake have higher average blood pressures than countries that have lower salt intake. We know this from following people forward over time and watching as their salt intake varies, how their blood pressure varies. This relationship is quite clearly there and evident from decades of research. Now, blood pressure, as we've said, is related to cerebrovascular disease, that is stroke, and cardiovascular disease, disease of the heart. We know that 30% decrease in salt intake is associated with a 25% reduction in cardiovascular disease death. We know from a great country experiment where Finland very aggressively lowered the salt in its food supply that over the years that the salt was going down, their rates of stroke also went down. And we know that salt intake is important for diabetics in particular because of the strong relationship between blood pressure and diabetes and the complications of diabetes. So, given the importance of salt intake, how are we doing? So this is the recommendations for salt in the U.S. It's recommended, in general, that we eat less than 5.8 grams of salt a day, which is less than 2,300 milligrams of sodium. I'm going to go back and forth between these a little bit. Here is the conversion. 1 gram of salt equals 400 milligrams of sodium. Now, even though this is what's on the label of all the foods that you eat, the reality is that most of us should be using a lower number. Most of us should be eating less than 3.8 grams of salt or less than 1,500 milligrams of sodium.